This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've spent part of this week talking to people at the top of their fields, education, entertainment, and product design, about how they do what they do. Today, we're going to take on technology, a woman who is helping Yahoo get traction in one of the fastest-moving and most challenging industries there is. Kathy Savitt is the Chief Marketing Officer at Yahoo. Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'll be honest with you. I was trying to figure out how to start this interview, and I came up with a bunch of questions, and I threw them out, and then I came down on this one. Is Yahoo today a media company, or is it a technology company, a high-tech company?
At the end of the day, we're first and foremost a technology company that uses our technology to make the world's daily habits inspiring and entertaining. And some of the things that we do every single day are discover information, like search, for instance, or maybe communications like email. But a lot of them are also media consumption habits that we do every day. And so all of those things, we focus on those 12 to 15 things that people do most on a mobile device, a tablet, or a computer. And that's the purple thread that connects everything we do just from start to finish.
The purple thread, a spiffy bit of marketing and branding from the chief marketing officer. 12 to 15 things. Sounds like a whole lot of things for you to be concentrating about doing well each and every single day.
Well, actually, if you look at where Yahoo has been, the company had hundreds of products previously. When you reduce it all down into four buckets, it's really about search / discovery, communications, our digital magazines, which is our editorial content, and video.
You guys have plus or minus 800 million users. And so the question is, which ones of those... And you can't say all of them, because that's like saying all your kids are your favorites. But which ones of those are the most important to you? Is it the 14 to 24s? Is it the 24s to 29s? Which ones? Who really counts in there?
You know, I am, by the way, I am a mother of five girls.
There you go.
I am used to saying that I love all my children.
There you go.
I love all my children. But I think Yahoo's traditional strength was looking at men and women sort of 35 plus, especially moms. In the last year and a half to 2 years, we've made a concerted effort to expand our strengths into the 18 to 34-year-old marketplace. We are bringing a live concert 365 days a year.
But why do you think people want to watch concerts on their phones?
I think live music and live moments in general are truly the thing that dominates the water cooler right now. I'm a very patient person. I've been in digital content since 2002, and I remember people asking me, why do you think anyone would watch a video on a computer? That's ridiculous. And then 7 years later, people said, why would anyone want to watch content on a phone? I think we're at the point now where whether it's live sports, live events, or live music, that these are the truly exclusive, non-replicable moments that people are excited about. And it's a pretty extraordinary experience. And if you look at Pound Yahoo Live and look at what people are saying about the experience, they are actually now scheduling around it because it's immersive. You can connect that mobile phone to an Apple TV or Roku or another device and feel like you're truly at the concert just without the parking.
All right. Well, I'll give it a whack and we'll see how that goes. One more thing I want to ask you before I let you go. And I will tell you in advance that I have asked Meg Whitman at Hewlett-Packard this question. She couldn't get it right. I asked President Obama 2 weeks ago this question. He could not get it right. So I'm going to give you a whack at it with that setup.
Oh, no. I'm scared now.
No pressure. Here we go. In five words or less, what does your company do?
In five words or less, what does her company do? I'm just counting them out.
See, that's the mistake most people make. They don't think and count. They just spew something off and it's 20 words.
No. Daily habits are inspiring, entertaining.
All right. Was that five?
Yeah, it was five. I took out the and in between inspiring and entertaining. You know, I gave sort of a tweet text version. A little shout out to my 18 to 34 year olds, so that I could compete with our glorious president and Meg, who I respect so much.
Kathy Savitt, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.